Welcome to episode 40.
Whoa.
Seven?
Extendo mic.
Extendo the mic-o.
Nope, it's sliding down. There we go. I think I did it. Yeah.
Do you want a counterweight?
Nah, dude. The only counterweight I need is my belly.
Welcome after this.
Wow, did you just die? What's happening?
Welcome to episode 47 of Bite Size Lamens. Flawless intro. This is a nerdy podcast where we talk about swamp things.
And swamp people.
And Pokemon. And other nerdy things.
Mostly Pokemon.
Mainly swamp things.
Mainly swamp people.
So, episode 47. Normally we roast them, toast them. And today's Pokemon of the week is Parasect.
The nastiest.
The nasty.
And I get to freaking roast this dude.
You roasting?
Thank goodness, yeah.
Dang it.
Because I had to
toast yay.
Paris.
So that means you go first, then me.
All right. So, Parasect, what the heck? Giant zit of a Pokemon? What are you?
No.
You nasty? Like... And your freaking beady eyes of death are actually terrifying.
Oh, man.
I can't handle you. You look like you're staring into my stole or my, you know, my no-no square, and I don't like it. So
my no-no square.
I need you to calm down. Maybe get one of those wart remover freezy things put it on your entire body because you're nasty.
That was
horrible. You have been roasted.
You've been roasted. Parasect. You're an awesome looking Pokemon.
Word.
I love bug type Pokemon.
Yeah.
I love grass type Pokemon.
Yeah.
You're both of those things.
I love the vast white Pokemon.
2 episodes in a row, we're going to mention that song.
Yep,
oh, boy.
So.
Shout out to Thaniel. Here's the deal, Parasect. You've got a 95 attack stat.
Nice.
That is nothing to laugh at. Hey, that is nothing to laugh at, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Parasect, you do you.
You're nasty.
You've got one of the most interesting stories out of all Pokemon.
What? His brain got abducted?
Yeah.
Word.
It's pretty cool.
It's actually kind of cool.
I like it.
It's nothing like Dweeble, though.
Nothing like Dweeble, the rock crab. Super cool.
It's a rock and it's a crab.
Everyone knows that classic story of the mythos of Pokemon, Dweeble.
Dweeble. It's actually just
isn't
a
it,
crab.
Is it Dweeble?
It's Dweeble.
Okay.
It might be Dweeble.
Like a pebble?
Dweeble. Holy pants. I just realized that that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then crustal, like crusty bread.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crusty bread.
Like the crust of the earth.
Like the
and that's
crust
why it's got layers,
nasty.
Because it's sedimentary, like the crust of the earth.
Oh, sedimentary, my dear Watson.
You know what's interesting?
Me?
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes never, besides, you know, modern versions of him, said elementary, my dear Watson. He only said elementary or my dear Watson. Never together.
Yeah.
I think
it's
funny.
Pretty neat.
Anyway, John.
More like Arthur Cannon. Doy all. Am I right?
Wow. Dweeble.
More like Dweeble.
Dweeble. Dweeble?
Dweeble.
Write in. Let us know.
Let us know.
John, we're going to have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Dweeble do?
Oh, that's
so close.
Just off the mark. What would Pikachu do?
Hi.
This is our holy book.
This is our Lord.
According to last episode.
According to last genre.
So, right now we're in chapter 1, which is Belief and Courage.
Belief. Like bay leaf.
Oh, bay leaf and courage. The cowardly dog. Nice. So I'm going to read a quote and you have to tell me who said it.
All right.
Take on every challenge and rise above them all.
Misty.
Grace.
Grace? Who the heck is
the mama from Gen 6. All right.
Nice.
Her and Sycamore.
Yeah.
When we went to the Pokemon, what's it called?
Pokemon Center.
The Pokemon concert.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackie was with us, and they go sixth gen, and it's like meeting Professor Sycamore, and I look over to her, I'm like, he's the heartthrob from Pokemon. She's like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? And John and I are like, Professor Sycamore. And then she's like, you guys are gross. And then he comes on, she's like, oh.
Oh, okay, all I right. see this.
I all understand. Right. John, we're about to get into some of that sick news wedge.
Good.
We've been hanging out a little too much today.
Yeah.
We keep getting real close to saying things.
Yeah, you're
John,
not wrong.
Are you ready for some of those... some of those news wedge, my guy?
Yeah, man.
We probably talked about this. Batman has found a new director because Ben Affleck's, like, out.
He's like, F this, stop asking me about this.
Yeah.
Nasty.
So we got the guy from Cloverfield and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I like one of those movies. Dot Pota. I think it's a great movie.
We've definitely talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
And the lack of good... acronym for the newest one. Such rage. Okay.
Whiffed Pota.
Whiffed Pota. Definitely whiffed on that title.
Hey, very nice. I think he's going to be a decent choice.
Yeah.
We want Ben Affleck, though, but it's...
I mean, didn't Ben Affleck do Superman, Batman?
No. That was Zack Snyder.
Oh. Is Ben Affleck no longer Batman?
He's still playing Batman.
Okay.
Of which he was very respected for.
Right.
In Batman v Superman.
Right.
But he's not directing. And he is an Academy Award winning director.
Right.
He's a good director. And he acts well in his own films.
Uh-huh.
But he's just mad that his passion project was like completely unnoticed. And
yeah.
Who like, so this movie is, anyway, how about Batman?
You're like, God rest my heart, I guess.
He was sad.
Yeah.
He was
Ben Affleck.
You got Afflacked. Remember we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger at the beginning of
and then we completely whiffed on it.
Yeah. He's going to be... He's in early talks to play Darkseid.
Oh, okay.
Like
the
ultimate bad guy in the DC movies. Thoughts?
I'm down. Like, he's buff enough, or at least he was at one point in his life.
He's a big dude, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I can see it, but don't you have to, like, be running California? Isn't he governor?
I don't think he's not governor anymore.
Oh, okay.
Don't
you have to be, like, shaming The Apprentice while Trump is president?
Yeah.
Don't they hate each other? Why did he take over that show?
I'm sure a crisp $1 million check. Is the reason.
Fair.
Honestly,
a small loan of $1 million.
Haven't heard that quote in a while.
Yep.
What do you think of Trump playing Darkseid?
I think
it's going to be huge.
I think, you know, if somebody had to bring her along the end of the world, it would be him. So
I know it. You know it. We all know it.
Yep. Fair enough.
I really like Arnold for Darkseid.
I really don't like Donald.
Agreed.
Just period.
Agreed. What about Arnold as Darkseid?
Yeah, I already told you. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's got the weird accent.
Yeah. They're going to be like, wow, he really is an alien. Did you hear his voice?
Listen to the alien's accent.
And then all the Australians
just an Austrian.
Australians. I'm an
all
idiot.
All the Australians are going to be like,
all right, sounds good, mate.
Yeah, they're going to be like, that's fine.
Kangaroo jerky.
You know what the best part of 2016 was?
Peeing koalas.
No.
Mm.
The man punched a kangaroo
Nazi.
In the face.
Oh.
Oh, that... No, I think that was 2017, right? Yeah.
Nazi punch.
It was a good one. Swamp Thing is going to be in the Nether Realm of Injustice 2.
Nice.
Looks
Swamp
pretty
Thing.
Cool. Swamp Thing.
Like the one comic book of Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Why?
Because Swamp Thing's nasty.
Swamp Thing's disgusting.
He's like, I'm old Greg.
Yeah, he basically is old Greg,
yeah.
But buff.
But he's buff old Greg.
I don't
like Baileys.
Baileys? You ever drank Baileys out of shoe? I don't like Swamp Thing because here's my deal with Swamp Thing. What happened was... Swamp Thing was taken over by some kind of bacteria swamp monster thing.
Yep.
And it completely replaced his body.
Uh-huh.
But it has his memories.
Okay.
So it's not actually him, and it's just this creepy mass of vegetation.
Nice.
Isn't that weird?
Nice.
I don't like it.
I love it.
Oh, okay. You're back on board, baby. All right. Disney has severed ties with PewDiePie after he told all Jews to die.
Yeah.
Do you find that,
was
do you find that reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
I was like, PewDiePie, what are you doing? He was just like, I'm doing it for the lulz. And it's like, but the Holocaust, though.
Remember
like,
it?
Like, what? You went way too far with this.
So
like,
basically what happened was he paid these two Indian dudes on Fiverr. You know what Fiverr is?
No.
It's like you pay $5 and someone does something for you, like sends you an egg or like writes you a poem or something.
Word.
Like you have your like thing on Fiverr.
Uh-huh.
And these guys will hold up a sign saying something or something like that. PewDiePie was like, I'm on this. And he sent, you should write this on your sign and dance. And it said, death to all Jews.
That's not okay.
It's not all right.
$5.
Anyway, so the Indian dudes sent out this like public apology on YouTube.
Oh, no.
And they're like, our Fiverr accounts have been suspended. Please help us get them back. It's like,
no.
Fiverr? Why? Why is this the most important app to you in the world? Anyway, so Disney, who the Maker Studio worked with PewDiePie a little bit,
mm-hmm.
They've completely cut ties with him, and I reckon it's because...
He hates Jews.
Well, yeah, he made a Jew-hating joke. And, I was not expecting you to throw your phone at me.
Good.
In fact, I had my eyes closed the whole time. So you just threw your phone at me?
Yeah.
And we had to pause to get you a charger?
Yeah.
Anyway, PewDiePie.
What up, my guy?
PewDiePie, what up, my guy?
You freaking idiot.
Hates the Jews. Why? So, yeah, the Fiverr thing. He told these dudes to hold up a sign that said, death to all Jews.
Disney was like, not about it.
Yeah, Disney's Maker Studio has cut all ties with PewDiePie.
It's like, wait, what about Walt, though?
Yeah, I reckon that's why they cut him so quickly, is because they're like, well, the man who founded our company hated Jews, so we have to make sure everyone knows we love Jews now.
Exactly.
But
just
they
make
can't...
sure that, like, nothing is lost in the wayside.
Yeah, but they can't just print t-shirts that say, we don't hate Jews now.
We don't hate Jews. The D on don't is the Disney D.
Anyway, PewDiePie deserves it.
Yeah.
But he should... if you don't want to associate with someone who puts up a sign that says, death to all Jews, good.
Yeah.
Good job, Disney.
Yeah, you're doing it
however,
right.
However, people are talking about suspending his YouTube channel. Where that is not even close to the worst thing PewDiePie has ever said.
Yeah, and also, like...
He's obviously
the only
joking.
One who said that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, he's joking. There are other people out there who aren't.
Yeah, right.
Which doesn't make it okay by any means.
No.
But it does mean, like, you...
It's satirical.
Yeah.
People are allowed to be offended by it and cut ties with it. Absolutely.
Let his own business in Monopoly fall. Don't
right.
give him more publicity by suspending his YouTube account and then causing everyone to go into an uproar.
Exactly. Pokemon Go has been updated.
Yeah, it has.
Well, you know what, John? Hold on.
Hold
we'll
the
get to
freaking
that.
Phone.
We'll get to that in a second.
All right.
Jimmy V has been cast in as R2-D2.
Nice.
So that's adorable.
Yeah. Isn't he that kid from...
Nope.
Cyber Chasing?
No! Let me pull up a picture of Vinny D.
Vinny D, we're moving. We're beating Hacker and his game.
Got the power. I'm sorry, did I say Vinny D?
Yeah,
I meant Jimmy V. This is a different human being. He's Scottish and he's small.
Yay! Scottish small. Oh, wow. He is a very small man.
Yeah, he's very small. That's the point.
Nice. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. I've never heard of him before this, I don't think. Anyway, speaking more Star Wars, Disney rip. I can't read, man.
Disney rip. Rip Disney. Disney has gone under. Disney has filed for bankruptcy.
Daisy Ridley. Oh, my. She sports a new look. Have you seen it?
Yeah, with her hair.
Half up, half down kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Poe is Poe's in it. Yeah. And Finn is still wearing Poe's jacket.
Yeah.
That's all we've seen. I think the look looks good. It's very Jedi-y.
Yep. Unfortunately, we kind of know that Luke is Ridley's mom now. What did I just say? Luke is Rey's dad. Luke, Ridley, mom, baby.
Yeah.
It's, like, sad. But
why?
I don't know. I wanted a Kenobi twist, but yeah.
Yeah. But everyone's also expecting a twist. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Pokemon Go
has Johto Pokemon.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, hold on. Let's hold on to that. Pokemon Mega Blocks are happening.
Why?
Why is it not Lego?
Why, Lord?
Why does this happen?
Why have you forsaken me?
Erica! Why don't they just... Why doesn't Halo just sign over some licensing rights to Lego and I'll buy everything?
Yeah, you will single-handedly. Anyway, I'm done with that sentence. I'm not even gonna try it again. I will fuel... Dude, Halo Wars 2, though. That game looks sick.
It does look pretty good. It's not my style of game, but... All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Just sell my heart. Yeah, those things look like abominations.
Yeah, the Mega Blocks look terrible.
Mega Blocks always look terrible.
Man, you know what I want?
A loving wife, a solid career, and to die peacefully in your sleep one day when you have a fulfilling life.
Yes, please, and thank you. Sony had filed a patent in 2015 for what is basically a Wii Switch. Not Wii Switch, just a Nintendo Switch. I'm sorry. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's called the PS Vita.
No. Yeah. Something else.
Yeah. That's interesting. But...
Snooze, you lose.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose. Come on, PlayStation. Get your head out of your VR headsets and get on the game. Like, it was nice. We kind of thought it was going to be kind of cool. Then it wasn't. Get
your head out of your VR headsets. That's amazing. There was a new commercial for a game called Night in the Woods.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Follows a depressed college dropout cat named May and everything sucks forever.
Yeah.
It seems like my kind of game.
Word.
I really love it.
You're going to buy it.
Oh, I'm going to buy it. It looks incredible.
For the Nintendo Switch.
No.
Because I'm going to buy a Switch and we're going to play it together.
I don't know if it comes out for the Switch.
Dude, everything's coming out for the Switch.
That is just not true.
Literally all exclusives will be on the Switch now.
Oh, so the only things that are exclusive will now be on the Switch? Like... PS4 doesn't have any exclusives anymore.
Nope. Xbox, nope.
Oh, there's nice. The music for it.
Nice. 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 Boom.
Anyway, it comes out on PS4, Mac, PC, and Linux.
Mac.
PC, so we'll have to play it on
Linux,
Mac, or PS4.
Dude, you should play Paragon.
Paragon?
Yeah, Paragon is a cool game that I got for my PS4, and it's cross-platform. So you can play it on the computer and
no
play it on
way.
My PS4. Yep.
What is it? I don't even care what it is. I want to play it.
It's like League, just first or more third person. Like,
okay.
Instead of like aerial view.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's basically League.
It is League. It's actually League of Legends, and it's not cross-platform.
When you drop me off, I'll play a game. Because I haven't played it yet, but I've seen it played.
Oh, okay.
And it looks super cool.
And you'll see how it is.
It's run on Unreal Engine 4 as well.
Dude, what an engine.
So it looks freaking beautiful.
That's a great engine.
Yeah.
I don't know why everyone's not using that.
Well, I mean, Kingdom Hearts is using it.
Yeah, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he said, yeah, exactly. Get it together, people.
Come on.
Pokemon Go updates. We're officially there.
All right. The Pokedex is... I don't know if I should say anything because we might move on to another subject.
No, go for it. Go for it.
Everybody wants to be a master.
Wait, hold on, John.
The skills.
Everybody wants to get that faster. Make it way to the top of the hill. Each time, ding dong, one down, up the ladder. Right now, ding dong, one more step up the ladder. It's a whole new world we live in.
It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place
with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch them all. Be the best that you can be. Pokemon Johto. Yep. Hold on, John. So, the Pokemon Go Pokedex has been expanded by 80
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
And I got a Skarmory and some Natus and a Wooper and a Sunkern. And gosh, I'm so excited.
So, Blissey.
Blissey apparently is a god.
People hate the Blisseys. People are putting like 4 Blisseys in a gym and leaving it for a year.
You can't do anything against that.
Yeah. They're going to get absolutely demolished. Hyper nerfed.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is really exciting. Johto. My favorite.
The thing is, Pokemon Go was pittering out. Let's be honest. Like, nobody played it.
I wasn't even playing it.
A lot of people were, like, you know, not keeping it downloaded. And this coming in so late in the game, a lot of people have already deleted the app and won't go back to it. But those of us who really do love Pokemon and really do love Johto will definitely be on the hype train. And so that's what we're doing.
I think they've officially solidified their
fan base.
Their fan base.
Yeah.
Because they had everybody at one point.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, you're right. It did pitter down. And now they've officially gotten the Pokemon fans. Because we know that we're getting more gen Pokemon.
Right, yeah. They also added things like berries.
Yes.
Different types of berries. So not just like you can be maybe easier to catch. It's like you can have a berry that makes Pokemon stop moving so much. Or a berry that
gives you more candy when you catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
It's is it sweet or is it sour?
Mm. Sweet tart ropes.
What?
Sweet tart ropes.
Sweet tart. Ew, yeah, I remember those things. You like those things? Yeah. I always hated those things.
These are delicious.
Sorry. I liked the Nerds Rope.
Dude, I love Nerds Rope.
Nerds Rope was great. I don't know if they still have those. Anyway. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Shout out to Carly Kramer for texting me.
Hey, shout out.
Because
she will never hear this.
Well, that's fine. She will one day hear this. If we tell her that we just did a shout out.
But we won't. We'll let her figure it out.
No, I'm going to tell her.
No, don't tell her. Waste it.
Okay.
Dude, it's a whole new world we live in.
It's a whole new.
Just sing the whole theme song again. So, John.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our favorite second-gen Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, we're going to do. Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Right, I have my list of top 100 Pokemon pulled up right here.
Nice.
Most of which are second-gen Pokemon.
Nice. Oh, hey. By the way, I broke my face.
Oh, yeah.
I fell
John's
off a
got...
bench and yeah, so that's out there for the world to know. But if you're a girl that ever plans on dating me, I will tell you another story. I promise.
Bear attack.
Yeah. Straight defending somebody's honor.
You should see the bear.
You should see the honor.
The bear was relocated to a natural habitat and now is living a happy life.
Yeah.
Thanks to John.
Thanks to me.
He also planted 40,000 trees. In the process.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to me, baby.
What is it? So I hear we'll have blankets and
I don't know what this is.
I hear we'll have blankets and comforters. They'll be here on Monday. Thanks to you. Thanks to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Good old Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible. It's been a very long time.
It sure has.
So, second-gen Pocket Monsters.
Right. You want to go first?
Sure. We're going to do top five.
Yeah.
So, this is very tough for me because most of my favorite Pokemon are second-gen.
Definitely.
So, let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number five. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, man.
Houndoom.
Nice.
So,
why do you like it?
Let me tell you why, John.
Okay.
Houndoom was my first fire-type Pokemon ever.
Okay.
And it was very scary, and it was part of why... It was also dark-type, which was new at the time.
Right.
It's a good Pokemon, all right, John? I'm getting a phone call. Hold on.
All right.
All right. And we're back from happened.
Jackie.
Yeah, she called.
Shout out to Jackie.
Houndoom. It's a freaking satanic dog. It's Cerberus. It's fire type. It's got excellent stats.
It's not Tyrogue.
Is that one of your favorites?
No.
Okay. Good. It's not Tyrogue. That is also another plus.
That is a very big plus.
That's probably the number one reason I like Houndoom. It's my first fire type ever.
Okay. All right. Ready for my number five?
Oh, John, I'm ready.
All right. My number five, Pichu.
Ugh.
Yeah, I actually kind of lump all of the baby Pokemon into this, minus Smoochum.
Smoochum is my number one. Not really.
Igglybuff is a close second to being nasty, almost off the list. But I love Pichu. I love Cleffa. I love Bonsly, which came later. I love...
Elekid.
Magby. Magby's kind of weird, but...
Mime Jr.'s Gen 4.
Mime Jr. should die.
That's Gen 4, though.
Oh, hey, I can hear myself again.
Yeah.
I'm talking into the mic. That tends to help.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So much editing for me to do.
That's fine.
Yeah, it is for you.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Love myself some Pichu. Also, like, Pichu is a standalone Pokemon, not the fact that it evolves into my favorite Pokemon ever, but just as a standalone, looks super cute.
It is super adorable. I think it's more the most successful of the baby Pokemon.
Yeah. Also, it is tied to the team's mascot, so...
Yes.
That's definitely a thing. Gosh, it is just so cute. I love thing.
Excluding Pichu, what is your favorite baby Pokemon?
Probably...
Tyrogue counts, I think.
Bonsly, I think.
Ugh.
I think Bonsly is also adorable.
It's just so worried.
Huh?
He's so worried.
He is.
Let's see. What about Why Not?
I don't like Why Not.
You don't like Why Not?
I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't like it.
What about Chingling?
Chingling... is weird. I like Chimecho a lot better.
Okay. I think probably... I think Togepi gets it from me.
Dude, Togepi. But the thing is, that's like a baby Pokemon that like comes out and like it wasn't like
a pre-evolution. Oh, as the same gen?
Yeah. So
you've got like Azumarill.
Yeah, Azurill.
Azurill, you're right. And then Badoo came out fourth gen. That evolves into Resilia. Munchlax.
Yeah, Munchlax.
Mantyke.
Cool. Mantyke is pretty cute.
You know what? I think you're right. It goes to Pichu.
Yeah.
Cleffa looks like a nun.
I love that about her, though.
Anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
I love
of
baby
Pokemon. I love babies.
Yeah, babies are the cutest.
My number four. We're going to have to do some shout-outs because...
Dude,
we're
going to have to do some mad shout-outs.
Mad shout-outs.
Yeah,
well, this is just going to be like, I think this one's cool, too. Yeah, me too.
Fair.
Number four for me is Lugia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought that was going to be a lot higher on your list.
Yeah,
I know. Shout-out to Miltank.
Shut your mouth.
All right, so Lugia, why is it so low?
It's very high. So, Lugia is my number six Pokemon of all time.
Okay.
Number four Pokemon in second gen.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's majestic. There's so much of the story that goes into finding that creature.
Yeah.
That it, the entire game is basically Lugia to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful Pokemon.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah. And it's just magnificent.
Pretty bird, pretty bird.
The which Pokemon sued Hunger Games for and won.
Yeah.
That's Lugia's theme. It's one of my favorite pieces of music of all time. I love the movie.
Yep.
I need to get some pants.
Where are my pants?
Chosen one. I feel more like the frozen one. That's classic.
The world will turn to ash.
I wonder what that means. Honestly, when I was a kid, I was like, holy crap, I get it.
Oh, the world will turn to that kid.
Homonyms exist. Anyway, Lugia is insanely awesome. The
shout
only
out to
thing.
Lettyba?
Yeah. You're just shouting out every every time I finish one.
Essentially.
Shout out to Furret. The ferret Pokemon. Shout out to Ben Paul May.
Yeah.
And
Ben
his
Paul
ferrets.
May. Ben Paul May.
I wonder if he still has ferrets.
I wonder if he's still amazing. The answer to that is
yes. I guarantee he is.
Shout out to Ben May. Here's a toast. Raise a glass to you.
Raise a glass to Ben Paul May.
Someone we will never, never see again.
Oh.
No matter what he tells you.
It's so dark. Lugia, you're so cool. Unfortunately, you have a man's voice.
Which is so disappointing.
Yes.
All right, you ready?
John, you ready? I'm more ready than anything.
My number four is Swinub. Swinub is the cutest little furball ever. It's like
adorable.
One of those like Triblies from friggin'
Triblies.
From Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Tribbles. That's
Tribbles, right. Yeah.
Yeah, those things are adorable. But they're also hilarious. Anyway, I don't really care for, like, the evolutions of Swinub.
Yeah, like Peloswine? Swine,
yeah, I don't like Peloswine or Mamoswine, really. But Swinub as a Pokemon is super cute. Honestly, second gen just had a bunch of super cute Pokemon.
It really did.
Fell in love with for some
It had a lot
reason.
Of super awesome Pokemon and a lot of adorable Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's Rachel's favorite Pokemon.
Nice.
Swinub.
Yeah, Swinub.
So adorable.
It's so good.
Its evolutions are bad to the bone, dude.
Yeah.
Those things are competitive Pokemon.
Yeah.
Especially Mamoswine.
I might get one in Sun and Moon.
Mamoswine's
which we
great.
We still haven't finished.
I barely started.
Hey, listen.
Boop.
Dang it. 32 minutes. No, you know what? I'll leave it in. No, I won't. I'm going to bleep it out.
All right.
32 minutes. All right. My next one?
Yeah.
This is my number four overall and my number three favorite Pokemon.
Okay.
Steelix. Yes.
God, its Mega Evolution looks so cool. We've talked a lot.
Gravitational fields.
We've talked a lot about Steelix.
We have.
Gosh, it is such a cool Pokemon. I definitely wanted to put it on my top five, but I definitely knew that it was like one of your top five.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my top five had to be adjusted for that.
That's very nice of you. I'll probably have to do the same for Gen 3.
Yeah.
Because that's your gen.
That's my gen.
Would you say you're Gen 1 or Gen 3 preferred?
Gen 3, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, Johto's definitely my favorite gen.
Yeah, Gen Hoenn's mine.
Ecruteak City
music.
Makes me cry every time.
I think it's like, what? Slayport, dum ba dum bum ba dum bum. That's just something that I, you know, listened to a lot as a kid. And then the Mossback, I think it was.
Moss Deep. That's the street we're on right now.
Mossback. But Moss Deep also had a tune that stuck with me. And when I heard it in Alpha Sapphire, I almost cried because I was a baby.
That's what happened to me during Soul Silver. Yeah. And when they play Ecruteak at when they played Ecruteak at Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions,
yeah,
I lost it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so beautiful!
It's like America.
America.
Yeah,
it's actually like ancient Japan, actually, but cool.
All right, next for your number three.
Next, can you guess?
Oh wait, you already said Steelix.
Yeah, my number two.
Oh, so my number three.
Your number three.
My number three goes to Sunkern.
No!
Yeah! Oh my gosh, that thing is adorable!
It's the worst.
I love that thing.
Wait, who had the Sunkern face? You did.
I did.
You had the Sunkern face, I had the Sunflora
face.
Oh
my gosh, Sunkern is the cutest thing in the world!
I don't get it.
He's so adorable!
I don't get it.
I honestly want a Sunkern plush. Like, so desperately bad.
I'll make one.
I will keep it in my car forever.
I will make one. Heed my words.
Heed your words.
Heed my
Your words hath been heeded.
Excellent.
God, it's so cute. I'm honestly just over the world. I just want to carry it around forever. I want it tattooed onto my body. I just want a giant Sunkern for a stomach. Like, that's all I want in my life.
You should eat some sunflower seeds in its honor.
Yeah. I will not do that because okay. I don't care for eating my favorite things.
I do.
Rip Lugia.
Rip. It's not my favorite.
Definitely love myself some Sunkern.
Sunkern is adorable.
Okay, so one of the memories that I had when playing through Gold as like a 5-year-old was I was running around just being dumb and I was like, oh, I should go to that bug catching thing. And then, like, I found a Sunkern, and I was like, this must be the rarest Pokemon in this thing, because it is so adorable, and it looks so awesome. And so I caught one and just had it with me all the time, but never used it, because it actually sucked. And then I released it when it became a Sunflora, because I was like, Sunflora is nasty, and aww. I hate this thing. So I was just like, bye.
Very sad.
Yeah.
What Pokemon did you get and your brother was like, that's a terrible Pokemon? You're like, I love it.
Poliwag?
Maybe. I think it was in the bug catching competition though.
I think it might have been Sunkern.
Might have been, and then you like killed a Pinsir and he was like, dude.
Yeah. He was like, dude.
Anyway. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, Sunkern is so beautiful though.
It's so beautiful.
It's so gorgeous.
Wow. My number two, Gen 2.
Brings a smile to my face.
My number 3 Pokemon of all time.
Okay.
I named my car after it.
Yeah.
Dunsparce.
Dunsparce.
Dunny.
Your good old level 70.
76.
How many metric Dunsparce is it?
Generally 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did they release? Holy crap, you can catch a Dunsparce
yes, you can.
In Pokemon Go right now.
That's the only reason I'm playing so fervently.
Really?
Really.
Oh my goodness.
I just want a Dunny.
And then you will tattoo it onto your face.
I've honestly considered getting a Dunsparce tattoo.
Fair. That's yep. That's very fair.
I love Dunsparce. I love him! Have you ever seen a shiny Dunsparce? Erica!
Uh-huh.
Shiny Dunsparce?
No, what's
its
it look
blue
like?
Parts are red.
Oh gosh, that's scary.
It's radical.
And the rest is pretty normal?
Yeah, the rest is exactly the same basically. Mm. I love Dunsparce. It's a terrible Pokemon.
But, like, give it a Mega Evolution.
Give it a... Well, give it an evolution.
Give it, yeah, something awesome.
Give it an evolution. It deserves to be a giant snake monster.
I know.
But
the thing is, if it does get an evolution, you will hate that evolution.
I don't know.
Because it won't be everything that you dreamed it to be.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Just like Steelix.
Yep.
The Mega is, like, really amazing, but it's not as perfect as I would want it to be.
Right.
Just because I'm not going to accept anything.
Right.
You're right. Keep it as it is.
Yeah.
I will take my level 76 unevolved Dunsparce to the grave.
Do it.
I'm sure you guys have heard that story, that I had a Dunsparce, and I was like, this thing is called the Sand Snake Pokemon.
It must be evolving.
Or the Drill Snake.
The
it's
going to
turn into
thing.
A monster. And I was at the Elite Four with this level 76 Dunsparce, and I decided, this thing's not going to evolve.
What am I doing with my life?
I could have had
a
anything.
Sunkern.
I could have had a Sunkern by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dunny's always had a special place in my heart, so much so that I had a car named after it.
Yep.
Now my car is named Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah, nice.
John, what is your number two?
Number two goes to the Flaming Badger himself.
Flaming
Good
Badger himself.
Good ol' Typhlosion. Gosh, Typhlosion is such a powerful Pokemon, too.
Great Pokemon.
You know, definitely just, like, really just... every time I look at him, like, this thing is awesome. Like, I feel like if I were a Pokemon, I would not be a Typhlosion. I'd definitely be a Snorlax or a Sudowoodo. But.
That's so sad.
But Typhlosion's really cool.
Why a Sudowoodo?
Because they're awkward and they just kind of dance around. They're like, look at me, I am a rock, but I'm not a rock, I am a tree. But gotcha. I'm actually a rock, but I'm a tree rock, yeah. You're like, what the Love heck me. Just happened?
It's got a good special attack.
Yeah.
And speed, but for me, that's about it.
Hey, it's beautiful. I want to see them do Mega Evolutions for Gen 2.
Oh, dude, I would did love that.
Mega Evolutions for Gen 1 and for Gen 3 starters.
I don't think they're bringing Mega Evolution back.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Let the record show.
That Alistair called it.
Well, or didn't.
Oh.
Do you think they're going to do more Alola form style things?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so, because that's awesome.
So, do you think that we'll get Alola or whatever it is next for our Johto starters?
Maybe. That might be cool.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll do variations, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to be Mega. I think they're done with Mega.
Fair enough.
Typhlosion's great.
Yeah, I like it.
My second favorite. Well, I was talking to Tim about the Gen 2 starters.
Uh-huh.
Because we were playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, Feraligatr, that's a cool Pokemon. I was like, it is the third most leprosy-looking starter of all time. And he's like, what the crap? Like, just lost it. And he's like, what's the second most? I was like, Torterra.
Torterra.
He's like, what are you talking about? I showed him Torterra. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's number one?
Number one is, what is it?
It's Venusaur.
Venusaur. Yeah, Venusaur.
Little,
it literally has giant spots on it. Like when Mewtwo like got his weird like spot clone Pokemon, I was like, that's just another Venusaur.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't look any different to me.
That's gross. Roof-roof.
Roof-roof.
Roof-roof to Shellshocker. Shell-shocker.
Roof-roof to Shellshocker.
Roof-roof and Shellshocker. And then Ash is like, I don't have a name for mine, but Charizard.
But Charizard.
Kill that other Charizard.
Just destroy him.
Anyway, you know what else? That. Those Pokemon. Wait a minute. No, I'm mistaken. Never mind. I'll shut up. What? My number one Gen 2 Pokemon. Is what, John?
Scyther.
No, that is a Gen 1 Pokemon.
Scyther.
Yes!
Yeah!
I can guess what yours is.
Gizzer?
No.
Ampharos?
Nope, that's not even a Pokemon.
Chimchar?
No, that is a good Pokemon. I'll tell you what it is, what is John. It? It's Miss Magius.
Yeah.
Love Miss Magius. I had a shiny Miss Magius.
So beautiful.
And it has turned into a beautiful, I mean, Misdreavus.
Good. You should get a girlfriend and name her Miss Magius.
Miss Magius. Magius. It's Misdreavus, by the way.
Yeah.
Miss Magius is Gen 4.
Good.
So
name your daughter Misdreavus.
Color Drievous.
Yeah. Color Grievous.
General Miss Drievous.
General Miss Grievous.
Well, Miss Drievous is a cool Pokemon. It scared the crap out of me when I was a child. And then I got into things that were more into dark. The macabre and dark.
What in the heck is a macabre?
Macabre?
Yeah.
it's not technically a monkey.
it's really hairy.
It's just dark. It's and kind of
hidden from the world.
No, just kind of slightly evil. Morbid. Morbid, I would say, is a good word.
Okay. Macabre.
It's spelled like macabre. But it's those French people. Gruesome, ghastly, grim, horrible.
That's one of the funniest things.
What?
Why do you know that word? I've never heard that word in my life.
I don't know. I just know it.
That seems like a very...
it's an SAT word,
SAT
man.
Word. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a good word.
Anyway.
Anyway, I got Attica. Into that kind of stuff, and now... Attica! And now I'm into...
Mischievous.
Mischievous and ghost types a little more.
So. Yeah, which is super cool.
Yeah, I love when things die.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that... No, not that, but... I really want to see A Cure for Wellness. Have you seen the trailers for that?
No.
It looks terrifying. But I really want to see it.
I don't like horror films.
You know, I never like horror films. Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
Sometimes just throughout the day, people are like, what you thinking about? I'm like, I'm thinking about Green Inferno. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Well, it's a bunch of cannibals killing people. And I don't like it, but I think about it all the time.
It's kind of like me and, I don't know, parsley.
Yeah. Does parsley taste like soap to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's interesting.
So do Cheetos.
Maybe you're eating soapy Cheetos.
Hmm, that could be it.
Is it it's cilantro I'm thinking of, right?
What?
Cilantro. Or oregano?
Yeah, cilantro is a thing. Also,
cilantro tastes like soap to some people.
I thought parsley tastes like soap.
Maybe it's parsley. People. I don't know. They're all green. Devil's lettuce. John, what? I know what your number one is.
Yeah, you do.
Can I
Everyone
guess?
Everyone does.
Hooper.
Everyone knows that Hooper is number
the
one.
The Hooper.
Hooper and Quagsire. Quagsire is less cute. And speaking of Quagsire, Reggie just got here.
Reggie is here. He is Quagsire.
Reggie is actually a Quagsire.
Well, that runs up our top 10. Tell us about Wooper more.
I like Wooper because it's adorable and doesn't have arms. Just straight up just doesn't have arms.
You can't do certain things.
He can't do certain things.
Like tic-tac-toe. Wait, what?
Like, he also has
what is
an
this
upside
called?
Down
rock
paper scissors. Tic-tac-toe.
Nailed it.
Reggie, you can talk. You've been on our show before.
He's drinking guata.
Anyway, he has an upside down
Wi-Fi
symbol on his.
Yes, he does.
Running to his goody-goody two-shoes, his little tiny feet. And he also has...
You're just describing him now. I love it.
He also has two things of coral sticking out of his face.
Yeah, he does. He's also blue, your favorite color.
Yeah. He's like just... Water ground is also decent typing.
What kind
so
of a name is Wooper?
It's so adorable. I love
the
Wooper.
Base name. John, we have a lot of other great second-gen Pokemon, such as all the starters except Fralgatur.
Fralgatur.
Yeah.
As well as Hoppip.
Don't ever talk to me or my child again.
Don't call me son. Wobbuffet.
Entei. Raikou. Suicune.
Crobat.
Celebi.
Slugma, which I didn't know was a Gen 2 Pokemon.
Yeah, you thought it was Gen 1, right?
No, I thought it was Gen 3.
Oh.
Teddy Ursa,
dude,
one of Callie's favorites. Kingdra.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kingdra was Gen 2,
Kingdra
wasn't
was
it?
Gen 2.
Frick.
Frick, man.
Let's see.
I think it's that's about all of them.
Oh, Phanpy.
Granbull.
Yeah.
Love Granbull.
Mantyke?
It's a fairy type now.
Mantine, sorry.
And Heracross. We're just listing things.
Yeah, those are our shout outs, though. Gallade?
That is a Gen 4.
Oh, no!
Well, that about does it.
That about does it, my guys.
John, where the heck and how...
Hey, hold on, hold on.
What?
Before you say that...
What?
Alistair, how
John,
can they find
what?
Us?
What is it?
I always
John.
Tell people where to find us. You get to do it this time.
All right, fine.
Tell them where to find us.
People can find us by searching...
Sorry, it's Reflex.
It's fine. Hold on.
Okay.
People can find us by searching for bite-sized lemons on YouTube, Facebook. Ugh, that's such a horrible noise during all our little plugs. All
right. YouTube, Facebook, email, Instagram.
Yes. Just search for all that stuff at bite-sized lemons. But you can also email the show at thebslpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
We like to hear from you.
We do.
Check us out. We do, all right?
Do it.
All right.
All right, guys.
John, let us high five each other's
all right.
hands.
I will put this in my pocket.
Let me come over there.
Yeah, do it, dude. Chicken. Cyber chicks for a moment. We're meeting my name. Name.
We did it.